It's only Tuesday, but the week's already half over for city employees in Birmingham, Alabama. As of today, city employees only have to work a four-day week, although they do have to work 10 hours on each of those days. Birmingham is just the latest city to go to the four-day week to deal with higher fuel prices. This summer, government employees in the state of Utah will stay home on Fridays. Lawmakers in states including Arkansas, New Mexico, and Idaho are considering doing it as well. To find out more, we turn to Chris Hartzell. He's chief of operations for the city of Birmingham, and he's helping implement the new plan. It sounds like the city is hoping to save employees gas, but also much more key for the city is to save the energy that it needs to run things.
Absolutely. I think you've got two benefits there. You know, the employees specifically will receive a benefit by not having the expense of driving to work one day a week. And then the city will receive it some because, you know, a lot of the employees that work with the city use city vehicles. You know, some of that will be cut down by this. You know, while it's a four-day work week for the employees, the city will still be in operation 5 days a week. We are just breaking the shifts up between Friday and Mondays because we want to allow the citizens that have to do business with the city to still have access to the city.
Now, let's get down, though, to what the city hopes to save. I gather that the city's paying about 50% more for gas than it did a year ago. And the city doesn't pay tax on gas, does it?
No, it's certainly lower than, you know, you or I would pay just to go fill up our car at the local gas station. But it has gone up by 50%. You are correct.
But, you know, give us some examples of what kinds of savings you would hope to get out of making this switch.
The city specifically will receive, you know, the energy savings. I said there will be less vehicles driven because of this initiative. The biggest benefit will be received by the employees. And we have already implemented this with our public works department about 2 months ago, and it's worked extremely well there. The morale's there. You know, we've received some feedback from citizens about we need people to work harder, not less.
The four-day work week, or at least alternative four-day work weeks, have been experimented with here in Southern California, where I am, for, well, since the early 90s. And what they discovered is that workers actually didn't drive less. They just drove other places on
right.
that day off.
And that's certainly been a question that we've fielded, and that's something that we have to monitor. The average commute was about 20 miles for the employees that work for the city coming into work. And if we could relieve that one day a week, we thought would be a benefit to the city and to the employees.
And again, how would it be a benefit to the city? Let's say an inspector is out there, what, a building inspector, out there driving around. Now he drives around 5 days a week, but you're going to ask him to work 40 hours, but it'll only be in 4 days. Won't he drive around just as much?
Well, I've heard that as well. But if you're adding the number of employees on that particular day that are not going to be driving, if you're cutting it in half between Friday and Monday, we project it will be less. Every inspector might not be out 10 hours. I mean, we're not going to have them out in the field necessarily, and we're talking about bringing them back in.
Well, is there anything at all scientific about the savings here, or is it a way to make your workers feel better?
I think the efficiencies that the city can pick up, the morale that it does for the employees, all that goes towards better city government.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
I really appreciate it. Anytime.
Chris Hartzell is chief of operations for the city of Birmingham, Alabama.